to try this. Okay.
So give me the introduction for the...
Left or right?
This one's right and that one's left. Okay, an introduction?
Yeah, give me the introduction.
Okay. This is a WPF application that is data-bound to the information coming off of the Wiimote. And so, you can see things like accelerometers and button changes are being registered into the visualizer. What we're using it for is a multi-point application with a couple of infrared lights on our gloves. We can wave our hands around and make stuff move, make it scale. That's really all we've got at the moment, but it's still cool. So.
Lot easier to see and that kind of thing.
But it's keeps the camera and the remote, and it's funny because you have to take a lot of the information, flip it around, because when you're using this as the starting point rather than the end point, it's a little bit trickier. But the cool thing I think about this is the fact that you can actually take the visualizer that we've got going on here is can be used kind of both ways. So if we turn multi-point, where did my mouse go? There you are. If we turn our multi-point off, and we turn our second and third points off, we can actually use this like it's a normal Wii mode, except that now things are freaking out. But yeah, you can see the target moving around, and so you could actually use this application. It'll be up on my blog in the next couple of days. There's actually two things that you need. First is Brian Peek's managed library for the Wiimote. And the second one is something that I built, which is just a library that acts as an interface between Brian Peek's stuff and this.
Custom library.
Yeah, it's just a custom properties library. And the thing about this is that if you take out all the multi-point stuff, you just take the accelerometers and the button triggers and that kind of stuff, there's no code here. It's just all data bound. It's all bound to these properties.
Can you show us some of the,
oh, yeah.
Some of the codes?
Yeah. So, all the crap you're seeing here is you're actually looking at, these are a couple of grids that allow you to determine what you're interacting with. They just have a bunch of properties, and of course they need a whole lot of properties in order to be able to tell, you know, is the left hand pinching it, is the right hand pinching it, that kind of thing. And they can differentiate between your left and right hand. But when it comes to the actual XAML,
so the MP grid is the components interface devices.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So when it comes to the actual XAML, all of the points that you're looking at on the screen are they're actually bound here. We've got a multi-binding that takes the size of the infrared canvas and the position coming off of this, puts them together, and then calculates the proper proper item. Farther down. More grids. Shouldn't have left my keyboard underneath the table. You've got progress bars, and for them, the key is right here. The values just being bound to the accelerometer data coming off the Wii. I'll be putting the visualizer without all the multi-point junk on my blog, and you can actually look at it. There is no code for to grab the information off the Wii. All the code is, once I've got it, what do I do with it? So.
And what's your blog?
Blog is www.designerwpf.com.
Yeah, look at the cloud for a second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
Can you do multiple Wiimotes, or is it just wired to one?
I am actually in contact with Brian Peek, the guy who designed it, and that's my biggest question for him. Because, there's a lot of stuff you could do if you had multiple Wiimotes. You could actually get enough data to, for example, simulate 3D tracking. You know, you get one direction, you get another direction, and then you can target that kind of thing. Right now, the answer is definitely no.
Where I work, we have a patient, like a doctor type thing,
right?
And being able to have the patient interact with the doctor and have them look at the same thing and collaborate, and the patient say, "No, I like it this way," and the doctor say, "Well, what about this way?"
Right.
Being able to go back and forth would be huge, but interesting.
That's really funny. Apparently one of my objects has a velocity, and so that's no good. Oh well.
And the accelerometer, you also have that hooked up too, so you can like shake it, twist it.
Oh yeah, let me run that again and reset all the stuff. Yeah, the accelerometer.
You want to try it out?
Sure.
All right.
Just put these bad boys on, switch on the batteries.
Everything's up here, and it, you know,
it feels three times.
It can see all the shaking, it can see the triggers up and down, buttons. You actually turn the rumble on.
So
there's
LED emitters, infrared LEDs, basically radio shacks.
And you can turn the lights on.
We tried a lot of different things, including reflective tape. And it didn't work nearly as well as it could have. Yeah, we tried a large, you know, million candle power LED light with reflective tape on the fingers to try to free ourselves from the battery packs and other items. We tried a breadboard with a bunch of LEDs, but that didn't generate yet enough power either. So we finally settled on the lights on the fingertips. So did you flip these two switches?
Yeah.
Okay. You're good. So what happens here is when you pinch, it creates one point and then essentially helps you drag around. And same for the left.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if all you want to do is use the Wiimote to...
You didn't click your heels,
stuff,
did you? Okay.
This is your...
It is supposed to grab it. Sometimes it creates a little bit harder. It actually works a little bit better if you take half a step back.
It is... You got to do that.
No, it's pinching actually, that one. It's a little bit there you go. Then you can move them independently. So essentially, you know what you have, and what you caught on there is one of the field loses some of the tracking when you start to interchange the points a bit when they get too close. Our current algorithms are based on the proximity of the points. And other demos that you might have seen online, they actually have buttons hidden in the fingers. They faked it a little bit. And what we've done here is instead done the actual mathematics based on the positions of the IR lights themselves. So it creates a pretty good story for interactivity.
Is there a rotate?
We didn't finish that yet. It was working. With just you could fix it at one point and rotate with the other, but it wasn't as compelling. So rotate's next, as well as toss and some of the other gestures. The nice thing about this, although you know it may not be as visually sexy as some of the demos that are out there, is that there's really a deep WPF story behind this. We're a development firm, you know, so we write software, maintainable WPF applications for a living. These are all styled and routed events appropriately, binding to iNotify property change inside of WPF, so that you can, as a developer, still develop according to multi-point situations, and the designers can still come in and style everything appropriately.
Is there a way that you can like track the different IR lights from each other, or are they using the same wavelength?
So the IR lights, there's nothing special about the IR lights themselves. Each is its own item. The Wiimote actually identifies each of the lights almost in an ordinal fashion. So, that was part of the math excitement behind this. So you can see, you know, if we enlarge some of the items, some of the points themselves, you can see the ordinal numbers inside, the relative numbers of each. I'll show that here in just a second.
I see that you are tracking
that's what most people hear when they hear.
Right.
If I wrote that whole layer, so if you use the navigation, I get one of the
great. So, if anybody's interested in, playing around with the multipoint or playing around with GUI, are you interested in the GUI or the multipoint?
Both, actually.
Okay.
So these are just IR LEDs, right?
Oh yeah, it's just.
Is it like the Radio Shack ones? Or is it custom or?
These aren't actually the Radio Shack ones because when I started out, I thought that I needed like hundreds of them because I was going to do some reflective stuff, and then I need an array, blah blah blah.
Okay.
So I got them off of like Mouser.com.
Mouser, MOUSER.
Yep.
Okay.
But you can go to Radio Shack if you're going to do the gloves, which is the only thing I found that works.
Oh, so you made this on your own?
Right? Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just infrared lights, and then I soldered. This is actually, you can get this at Radio Shack. It's a. It used to be a blinking LED, and I just cut the LED off because I didn't care. Because what it gives me is it gives me wires, it gives me the holder, and it gives me a switch.
Okay.
So it's got everything that I need. And then you just solder the pieces together, and I've got like a 2-ohm resistor in there.
Bring it down.
Yeah, to bring it down a little bit. And so, it's
super neat.
And I'm actually.
It's on Minority Report and everything. Right?
Oh, yeah, it's very cool. I'm actually posting a video tutorial on making these on my blog in the next couple of days as well.
So I apologize, I missed the very beginning part, but what are all the blobs there?
The blobs are infrared LEDs.
So we'll get those objects back here.
I don't know where they're all coming from at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, they're coming for the lights.
Ah,
because
right.
It's pointed up. that's actually, you would be surprised how many infrared LEDs are all over the place.
Chandeliers especially.
Yeah, yeah, there's if you point at the ceiling, there's IR lights all
over
the place.
So what are you doing with it at home?
So in order to get that to work, you just have to point this towards you, leave it alone, and make sure your glove is switched on.
Okay. Are you talking to Matthias yet?
No.
So he's the one that's done most of the heavy lifting.
Have you ever looked into any like gestures?
I did look at that, and I'm probably going to start working on stuff like that. But I started doing this about two or three weeks ago. Like I have not been doing this very long. And I talked to my boss like, let's do something for Mix, okay?
All right,
so you move around and then you pinch, and then it's connected to your glass.
Nope.
There you go.
2%. All right.
There you go.
So then I can grab.
It's a great way for people to begin to learn how to
do it. Let's get you a little bit that way. And the tricky thing is because these actually don't have a very wide angle, so you're going to want to get them as
rotate, toss, some of the things that are common surface. And so keep track of our blog and keep watching as it goes along.
Pitch your hand fingers together like that, or like this.
Like this.
The closer the LEDs are, the better.
Yeah. Okay.
It can be a little bit finicky, just because the way the LEDs work. Okay. But yeah.
The surface guys don't do that? Are they good?
And then if you double pinch on something,
there is a good story for learning how to do multi-point here. And we need to still incorporate a lot of the physics to go along with it. For a couple of nights' work, it's worked out pretty well. Have we got our car?
You got the new code.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We're set.
We're set.
Okay.
These on. These are on.
You guys want to try it? Don the gloves. Have some fun with this.
So Lars is actually part of
our team. All right, I did something.
I was just going to ask what you did. Because I'm not sure.
How do you reset the images? Because I apparently lost the stack panel that you had in there.
Yeah, you have fun. If you have too much fun with the... once they get lost, we haven't created... The reset's a pretty good way to bring them back. So the technology is obviously not as calibrated and as fine as, say, a Surface, but then, hey, for $100 or so, you're into it with the remote. As a user, you have to get used to some of the technology, but as a programmer, it lets you really get a feel for what that multi-point interface is going to be like.
Let's give it a try.